Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you experienced a bit of a scare at the supermarket when checking the price of eggs, milk, and butter? I sure have. I feel like calling the manager and saying, "Hey, I think you made a mistake." Well, here are the top 10 clues that inflation is for real. Number 1, the dollar store is now called the dollar store LOL, or the dollar store Yeah Right. Those are pretty good clues right there. The only inflation you can afford is the air it takes to blow up your air mattress. Number 3, the tooth fairy is leaving IOUs instead of cash. Number 4, parents in Beverly Hills are firing their nannies and actually learning their children's names. Wow! Times are tough there, too. Number 5, the price of popsicles has doubled because you can sell the sticks as lumber. 6, Walmart greeters are no longer saying hello. They're saying, "I'm so sorry." McDonald's has begun selling the quarter ouncer. Number 8, gas prices are high and chimneys are through the roof. Number 9, our top 10 list only has 8 points, further proof that inflation is real. Well, sadly, it's no laughing matter. There's even a new word, shrinkflation. It's a term used to describe what many companies are doing to us. They're selling products in the usual package, but putting in less of the product than they used to. At the grocery store, the customer is paying more for less. According to U.S. News & World Report, many of the same size packages we are accustomed to have less in the box. For example, a box of well-known detergent holds less than before. Same box, less soap. And I'm not just blowing bubbles. If you're counting your Doritos, there will be less chips than before. Oreos may have more air than you're accustomed to. Same goes for those chocolate bars you bought to give the kiddos last Halloween. You know, the same is true with people, isn't it? We can look pretty good, wrapping ourselves up real nice, wide smile, friendly demeanor, yet still be like shrinkflation, far less than what we pretend to be. Reminds me of the self-important deacon who was trying to impress on his Sunday school class the importance of living the Christian life. "Why do people call me a Christian?" he asked the kids. There was a long pause. Then one of the boys said, "Maybe it's because they don't know you." Ouch. Well, you know, one of the top excuses many use who don't share my faith is this: Christians are hypocrites. Essentially, they say they're one thing, but that's not really what's in the box. Hey, I'm guilty. In Mark 2, Jesus saw Levi sitting at the tax collector's booth and said, "Follow me." Levi got up and followed him. You know, Jesus never said, "Follow my followers," or "Follow my leaders." He said, "Follow me." The only reason to reject Christianity is if you have something against Jesus, and you will not find a trace of hypocrisy in him. 2 dozen times in the Gospels, Jesus said, "Follow me," and he's still issuing that invitation today. What really matters is what you do with Jesus. When he died on the cross, it wasn't to pay for his sins, but for ours. Forget about those people you have placed between you and Jesus. When you come to him, it's Jesus you're trusting, not Christians. Will you turn your back and walk away, or follow the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, who conquered death to bring you life? And that's not just my 2 cents worth, friends. Life with him is priceless, and one day soon, it's going to be out of this world.
Here at Laugh Again, we're fueled by encouraging stories of God's work through this ministry. Ian wrote, "This segment made me tear up with a smile. Thank you, Brother Phil, for making me laugh, especially while I'm at work delivering mail." To share your testimonial or to bless Laugh Again with a gift, call 1-844-663-2424 or visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.